Jerry Saucier on today's May 18th. Yeah. I'll see if this continues to work. I'm going to put it in the table.
Okay. Are you going to ask me questions?
Well, we'll just take it. If you've got notes that you want to bring up.
Well, I just brought these so as to keep me lined up a little.
Yeah. Okay. Well, go ahead.
All right.
743 you got here.
Yeah. Anyway, this is it's a dual area, B and C, and the river pumps were 20 pumps at the river we had, which furnished water to BNC, and we pumped the water up to the head house, and that's where all the chemicals were added. Before we got to the head house, we had a reservoir of 25 million gallons that supplied the raw water to the reactors. Anyway, and the water proceeded across through the basins and the flocculators and so forth after the chemicals were added and they're all mixed. And then the water went through the filters, taking all the residue and what so forth out of, and went through filters, sand filters and antifil were the two filters.
What's the other one?
Antifil. That's made of coal.
Is that a brand name or?
Yeah, antifil. Yeah, it's
oh, it's like a charcoal filter.
Charcoal,
yeah, okay.
Somewhere in that order. Anyway, and then the water proceeded and filled up the two basins there. The basins were 10 million on each side, that's 20 million. And then all the process pumps, we had six process pumps down there that pumped the water up to the 190 buildings.
Okay.
All right, now I got to get a hold of myself here. I pumped the water up to 190. Then we had four tanks up there that held a million gallons each of purified water. And then going into 190, we had eight electric pumps and 12 turbines idling at 200 RPM. And they were backups. So if we lost our electrics, we'd have turbines.
What were the turbines running on?
On steam.
Those were running all the time?
All the time.
Ready to be kicked in if necessary?
If necessary, if we lost our electric pump.
I hadn't realized that.
Yes.
Okay.
And these pumps were electric, and they're 12,000 gallons each at 500 pounds pressure.
And I tell you, we've got some documentation, the Wallen book. He talks a bit about the water. And we might double-check then with you that he's got it in the right order and stuff like that. And just, you know, compare the pumps and stuff like
that.
That'll be good.
And then on each pump we have a flywheel, a 20-ton flywheel. Did you ever hear anything about those?
Yeah, those were on the electric pumps.
On the electric pumps.
And if the electricity kicked out, the flywheel
would
keep it
going. Yes, all the inertia built up on that, would they keep running?
Any idea how long they were supposed to run for?
What, the electric...
The flywheel. How long?
Oh, the flywheel.
Seconds or minutes?
Oh, they run... you're talking quite a while. 10 to 15 minutes.
Until the
turbines come up to speed.
Yeah.
And then when the turbines come up to speed, then your check valves would open up and let that water go in there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be at the same pressure or the same gallons, but it would be enough to keep the reactor cool.
Right.
So...
As opposed to stopping dead all of a sudden.
That's right.
Huh.
So.
20-ton flywheels.
Yeah, 20-ton flywheels.
Actually.
Oh, God, there's more people trying to sell you something. Let's see.
Get on the right list, I guess. So the turbines would keep them going, the flywheels would keep it going for 10 or 15 minutes.
10 or 15 minutes, and then they'd finally die off, you know, and then...
But the steam ones would kick in with
a minute
or two?
Oh, yeah, right now.
Yeah.
They're starting to kick in, coming up to full speed. And then as they...
And that would take them a few minutes to get...
Oh, yeah, quite a few.
Okay.
Well, not quite a few, but a few minutes. And then the check valves would open up and let that water in.
Okay. That's good, yeah.
And... The valves that controlled all this water, we'll say, from on the electrics were cone valves. I don't know if you understood these cone valves.
Cone?
Cone, that's what they call them. And they, these cones were in, would come up, I forget, so many damn many things.
You're talking about a shutoff valve?
Yes, that would increase the pressure or reduce the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But these valves would come unseated, and then they would open and close.
Okay.
The coil is a cone valve. Would open and close to let the water proceed to the reactor.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
Well, I might want to have you sketch a picture of that, or help me sketch it. A quick look later on. I've never seen that before.
That's yeah. Good.
Okay. Have you gotten to the aeration part yet?
The what?
Aeration.
Oh, the aerators?
Yeah.
Well, they were taken down. They were never used. Those were never used.
Really?
No. The aerators.
Yeah.
They had them on each, on the 185 building.
Yeah.
And they never were ever used. No.
Because they just felt they didn't have to worry about
that. They didn't have to worry about that.
They were in which building?
On 185.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have to use them. Then they had a refrigeration plant on one of the buildings. And that was never used.
Yeah. They tried it once on D or F.
It was D,
it
on D area.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Were you involved with when they clean out the reactor by putting diatomaceous earth or something like that in there? Or was that... I didn't know if that was water people doing that, or if it
was that was done, yeah, dichromous earth, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was done down as they cleaned the tubes.
But was it the water people doing it, or?
Yeah, the water people did that.
Okay.
That was all mixed in a tank.
Yeah.
And then pushed over there. Yeah.
Okay. Were there any aspects of the cooling that only the reactor people handled?
No, they didn't do any of that. No chemicals.
You just had to get everything to them, pressure, quality of water, and everything else.
Right.
And they could shut it off at the reactor itself if they wanted.
Yes.
But you just kept the pressure up the whole time.
We're the ones that took care of that.
Were the steam generator, the steam engines for the turbines the same that would produce electricity? The power plant was something different?
No, the steam power, the only steam generator they had was in the powerhouse.
And that's different
and that
from the ones you had.
Yes, but that was only enough to take care of lighting, instrumentation, or whatever in the powerhouse.
It wouldn't have, didn't run.
No, we didn't have anything to do with that, no. Everything come over the Bonneville system.
Yeah. So when you got there at 43, did you go directly to the water treatment?
Yes.
Okay.
I started out then in training.
How long did you stay there?
Oh, God.
I mean, was it a year or two or 5 or 10 years?
Oh, it's 5 or 10, 15, 20 years.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
That's when I moved from one end to the other, area to the other.
One end of where?
One area to another area.
But always in the water.
I'm making myself clear.
But always in the water?
Always in the water, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I ended up doing at that end area.
Okay. Were you at B in the later years when they did the big power ramp up, the project, what was it, the 558?
558,
project?
I was there when they did all that.
Okay.
In fact, I started one of the first pumps and took off the last one.
The,
what?
Okay, when they wanted to increase power, you knew exactly, somebody knew exactly how much more water they were going to need?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they did that by just increasing pump sizes? Is that the main gist of it?
Well, finally, on that 558, they increased the pump sizes. Yeah.
Okay.
All the old pumps were taken out, all new pumps installed.
And somewhere I read what they increased the flow. Do you remember what the numbers were?
Well, I don't.
Tens of thousands?
Well, we went up to 500 pounds, you know, in the pressure.
Oh.
Yeah, on this 558. And we were down to only 200 pounds, something like that, when we were on the old flow.
Okay. And what about gallons per minute or?
Gallons on.
Did it double, do you think? Or?
Oh, yeah, we doubled when we went to 558.
Okay.
Well, each one of them pumps, there was 8 of them, they put out 12,000 gallons a minute. And the old pumps, the capacity was almost in half.
Okay.
What it used to be, what it was.
So when you started, you didn't know it was a reactor, I take it?
I didn't know at the time. I didn't.
You were one of the guys that supplied them with water, and that was it.
Yeah, and all the fellas, see, all the rest of the men that were working there were from DuPont, you know, making gunpowder and so forth.
Right.
And when they heard about it, boy, they were all ready to leave.
Oh.
Well, it didn't bother me.
Okay, because it was like an explosive factory?
Oh, yeah, right. So they didn't want anything to do with that.
Well, in some ways, it was probably safer than a typical ammunition factory, the kind of accidents they could have in one of those places.
It could be, see?
Yeah. I'm sure they had accidents all the time. What was the other thing about water?
Another thing, that area, we exported water to the 200 areas.
They called that the export system?
Export system.
Yeah.
And we pumped water from there, 200, over 10 miles away from B.
And was that their sole source of water or backup source?
No, that was the only source.
It was? Okay.
Yeah. And eventually, they could pump water north and south, you know? Well, east and west would be, it wouldn't be north.
Didn't
and
you
south.
Connect to the other areas, the other reactors?
Yeah, they were all connected.
And that was for backup for them, though, right?
Backup, right.
Yeah, and if your water went off, they could send it back to you?
Well, they could give part of it, not all of it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be totally cut off then?
No, right.
Okay. So at what point did you know it was a nuclear reactor?
Oh, when I read it in the paper, I think.
Along with everybody else,
Yeah.
Because at that point, an awful lot of information became public compared to what they'd been hiding before.
Nothing.
The Smythe report that they published, that the government published?
I don't know about that.
It's just, it was a book in 46, I guess, or 47 that came out, that basically discussed the Manhattan Project and the nuclear physics and kind of just said, spies already know about this, Russians know about it, Germans know about it, scientists know about this, but let's make this public, tell people what went on, and that also makes it easier for people who work in security areas to know what's public and what isn't, because now we have a dividing line. And they kind of did a pretty good job of explaining what was going on physics-wise and how the reactors worked and the processing, and didn't give away anything that wasn't already public somewhere. But
what do you think about India over there now and Pakistan?
You know, it's rang bells from 30 years ago, yeah. It's like, right, we still have nuclear weapons, countries still want to own them.
You bet.
We could make a lot of money selling ours.
Yeah.
Pay off the national debt in a few months.
The Russians still got a lot of stuff buried too, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what Battelle is working on now. One of their projects is helping Russia clean up, like Chernobyl and places, and dump sites and missile silos and things like that.
Yeah.
And try to keep track of all the plutonium that's floating around.
If they ever can.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yep.
When we get to the section in the document about the water treatment, definitely we'll be talking to you at that point too, okay? And going over what we're putting together, having you take a look at it.
Water treatment?
Yeah.
I mean, what we put in the
When we get to the section in our history about water treatment, I might give you a call, drop something by, let you read it over.
Okay.
Fill in gaps.
Well, that changed all the time. They were always changing what they put in the water.
Yeah.
Depending how bad the water was coming up from the river. You see, different chemicals they added.
How often were they checking the water to see what shape it was in? Was that a daily?
Checking it all the time.
Constantly. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was all done the head house. Taking samples, running boil downs on the stove and so forth.
See what's in it.
See what's in it. Then on a comparator, you know, we would take readings on that and see what they have, what particles, you know. But that was in the water.
Yeah.
And then they will go on from there adding more chemicals. Yeah. And when you think, I didn't know a damn thing about water, you know, coming out here.
Yeah. Well, evidently, a lot of people didn't know anything about anything when they got here.
All new.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, stuff like that that brings the best out of people sometimes.
Yeah.
Get thrown into a new situation. It really makes a difference.
It was an interesting place to work. Very.
Yeah. Did you have plans for staying here? At what point did you realize you were going to stick around?
Well, when you go and get married.
Yeah, that helps.
My wife, I met her out at F area. She worked in the office. And that started me off there.
How long after the war was that?
Oh, she was still working out there during the war.
But that's when you met her? Oh, yeah. Okay. But you were at F already, or you just...
No, I was down there just for a while, just for a short time. Down at F.
Okay.
That's where I met her, and then we had three children, you know, Mark and Paula and Patricia. Mm-hmm. So
great.
And it goes on from there, and that's how we came here.
Well, I don't think anybody planned on staying when they first came here.
No, I wasn't going to stay here.
Yeah.
In fact, I told her when we went, she couldn't make up her mind about getting married. I said, well, I'm about ready to leave anyway. So you either get married and I'm going to stay, or I'm going back east. No more.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Like a lot of the World War II government, the Quonset huts and the barracks, it's like,
oh, yeah.
It was all temporary.
That's
Hanford
right.
was temporary, war
yeah,
effort.
Yeah, and they cleaned it all up now. You'd never notice there was anything there to go out through there now. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. I can tell you.
I'm trying to think of other aspects of water treatment. Basically, you didn't do anything about water exiting the reactor, right?
Did you go into the river?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that was some other group of people dealt with that.
No.
Yeah.
Checking on it and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was mostly for what? You know,
radiation.
They didn't care. You know, everything else that was in it, you already knew because it went in before
right.
it went into the reactor.
Yeah.
What was it like at DNF? Were they like exactly the same as B?
Yeah, they were the same.
You could walk through with a blindfold and...
Well, you couldn't. Make some changes, you know, but they were about the same.
Because
H was the same, H area, F area, they were the same. K areas, they were similar.
Really?
Other than they upped the flows. Flows were more. And different layouts.
Okay. But DNF, they built basically at the same time
same
as B,
time.
Right?
Same time.
And using almost the same blueprints?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I wasn't quite sure how fast the technology advanced,
mm-hmm.
you know, how fast they would work in changes. Did you go through your notes then? Are those some of the things you wanted to call out?
No, so I remember.
Yeah, okay.
That's
but you
all.
Went through it okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's... Just so I remember telling you something and talking, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the water treatment was a big, big part of it, even though it's outside of the reactor proper.
Yeah.
But so we're going to have, you know, some discussion of that and the various buildings and what was done in it, and the fact that they didn't use refrigeration and didn't use the air.
Didn't have to use it, see?
Yeah.
The air it is, they never used them at all.
Yeah.
Just a thing of the past.
Yeah.
They finally took them all down. Never used.
Yeah, sold it to the Empire State Building or somebody.
I don't know where the hell they sold it, but anyway, when you think of the money they had in those.
Yeah.
We grew up in a deer, it is a night, and have smooching parties up there. Hey, you're not taking this time.
I'll turn it.